Indiana's 92 county assessors will spend the next 18 months individually assessing each of their county's land parcels. For Monroe County, that means assessing 60,000 plots at a cost of about $1 million. The process is required by state law, but differs from the practice many Hoosier assessors have been following for the past few years, one those assessors had been hoping would be made permanent. In the first of a two-part series, WFIU's Regan McCarthy explains the assessing process and what's new this year.
Ken Surfis is vice president of Nexus Group, a company Monroe County hires to assist in the assessing process. He starts his mornings early to get a jump on the summer heat and to make as many stops at as many houses as he can fit in a day. Assessing is a year-round job, especially during a full-fledged general reassessment like this one.
The difference between this reassessment and then just doing the annual adjustments is you got to think of this as more like a full-blown audit of every single property.
For this reassessment, Surfis or another representative of the county assessor's office physically visits every one of the city's 60,000 parcels. On this day, Surfis stops at homes on Clarkway Drive on the city's far south side.
The county gives us a plat map of where things are. And then when we show up at the property, we have a property record card, which gives all the details of the property. And that's what we're going to be out here checking, is the validity of the details that are on their property record card.
Surfis checks to be sure the measurements listed on the property record cards mesh with what he sees. For the most part, he can just eyeball it. But when he suspects a disparity, he measures.
So we will take some quick measurements here.
He's also looking for new projects for which the owner may not have obtained a building permit, meaning it wouldn't be noted on the record card, as well as landscaping and even some interior improvements. Surfis says finishing a previously unfinished basement is one of the biggest factors that could increase a homeowner's property taxes. And to determine that, he will walk right up to a house and have a look.
Do you do that? Do you peer in people's windows?
I will try to get as good of an estimate job as I possibly can.
So that could involve a little peering.
That could involve a little bit of peering, yes.
Each house also receives a grade on a scale from E to AAA. Most of the houses in this neighborhood, assessed in the $300,000 range, received a C+1 grade. They're mostly typical cul-de-sac-style multi-story homes with vinyl siding, a little brickwork, big backyards, and decks. A AAA home, Surfis said, would be worth closer to $2 million.
People, they think of reassessment and they think, oh, I got a fear. Oh, my taxes are going up and all this kind of stuff. That's a fallacy. I mean, if their house was at market value and everything was correct, reassessment isn't going to change their values. It may change the neighbor's value, which is houses inaccurately assessed.
Monroe County Assessor Judy Sharp says residents' homes are actually reassessed on a regular schedule anyway. Sharp and most of the other assessors in the state have been following a cyclical reassessment schedule, which means assessors revisit only about a quarter of the parcels in a county each year. That still means each individual house is reassessed every 4 years, but that not every house is on the same schedule. It's a process that Sharp says has helped nearly all of Indiana's counties turn tax bills in on time for the first time in years. But this year, state law required assessors to revert to the original system. The law calls for a general reassessment of all real estate property taking place every 5 years. Sharp says she and other state assessors worked to get that changed.
The cyclical reassessment did not get passed into law last year, so that consequently threw us into a general reassessment cycle.
Sharp says the general reassessment process is inefficient and costly, especially when compared to the $300,000 she spends per year for a cyclical reassessment. More on the conflict and possible solutions for assessing equality and on-time billing in Indiana in the second part of this story, Wednesday. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.